This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The world's most wanted terrorist is dead. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed his death in a raid by American troops a short time ago. AP Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
Several times over his 5 years leading the militants, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was rumored to have been killed or wounded. This time, a U.S. official says al-Baghdadi was killed after being targeted by U.S. commandos in northwestern Syria. A senior Iraqi official says the militant leader and his wife set off explosive vests during the raid. If al-Baghdadi's death is confirmed, the operation could be a major boost for President Trump, who has been criticized for pulling back U.S. troops in northeastern Syria. Al-Baghdadi's killing would be at the least a symbolic win, though its actual impact on possible future attacks is unknown. He's been largely seen as a symbolic figurehead, whom a U.S. military spokesman described 2 years ago as irrelevant. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkey's army says an attack by Kurdish fighters in northeast Syria has killed one of its personnel and wounded five others. This brings Turkey's military death toll to 11 since the launch of its operation. Despite that ceasefire and a second brokered by Russia, occasional skirmishes have continued. Russia says its military police and Syrian border guards will facilitate the removal of the Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the border. Hundreds of Iraqi demonstrators are continuing their anti-government protests Sunday in Baghdad's Tahrir Square. More than 60 protesters have been killed in clashes with police since the demonstrations began last week. Iraq's elite counterterrorism service says it has been deployed to the area. It has been instructed to use all necessary measures to end the protests. From Washington, this is VOA News. Hong Kong police say anti-government protesters set fire to shops and hurled gas bombs on Sunday. This happened after riot police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse thousands in the Harborfront Hotel District. The protesters had gathered to denounce perceived police brutality during more than 4 months of often violent unrest in the Chinese-ruled city. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he wants a broad national unity government amid political deadlock over forming a government following last month's elections. Speaking to his cabinet, he says such a coalition is essential for Israel to face what he said were mounting security challenges around the region. Netanyahu's challenger, former Army Chief Benny Gantz, is currently trying to form a government after Netanyahu failed at his attempt. Ivan Milat, one of Australia's worst convicted serial killers, has died in prison after spending 23 years behind bars. Reuters' Emma McCarthy reports.
One of Australia's worst convicted serial killers has died in prison, nearly 30 years after the backpacker murders for which he gained notoriety. Ivan Milat was serving 7 consecutive life sentences after being convicted in 1996 for the killings of 2 Britons, 3 Germans and 2 Australians, in a case that made grim headlines around the world. He never admitted to murdering the young men and women, some of whom were sexually assaulted, shot or stabbed. Milat was also linked to several other unsolved missing persons cases and died under suspicion of having committed more crimes.
That is Reuters' Emma McCarthy reporting. Afghan officials have set a new date for announcing the result of last month's presidential election. The head of the Independent Election Commission says the results will be announced on November 14th. Police in Vietnam took hair and blood samples on Sunday to get DNA from relatives of people feared to be among the 39 who died in the back of a truck near London last week. British police have been trying to identify the bodies. Chinese and Vietnamese officials are both working closely with British police. Boris Johnson's Conservatives stepped up pressure on British lawmakers on Sunday to back the Prime Minister's bid to hold an early election and break Britain's Brexit impasse. But with the main opposition Labour Party waiting for the European Union to grant a Brexit delay and 2 other parties launching their own bid for an even earlier election, observers say the government's bid so far looks set to fail. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com and download the mobile app so you can take our news on the go with you. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.